Hare Krishna. In the dawn of creation, when Brahma was born in a lotus, there was only darkness everywhere, all around. Pitch dark. So Brahma did not know who he was and where he has come from and what is he supposed to do. So he found himself sitting on a lotus. Then he decided to make research about the world in which he is living in. So he came out of the lotus and he went through the stem down, the transcendental stem. As he went down, he went up to the navel of Vishnu. And he looked all around. Still he saw only darkness. He didn't see anything. Not finding out anything new and finding only darkness, he became very depressed. Then again he climbed up and came back to his seat and sat down again. At that time, the Supreme Lord gave him a direction with the two letters, Tapa. So, and also the Lord gave him the meaning of the two letters, two-syllable word, that you perform austerities. And the Lord also gave him the holy names in the form of Gayatri, Kama Gayatri. So, which Lord gave through his flute into the ears of Brahma, which entered his heart. And he chanted this mantra and he performed penances. So the meaning of the word tapa means voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience for purification of heart or for everlasting happiness. And Brahma sat in meditation and chanted the mantra for many, many long years. After which he saw the sky clearing up, and just like the sun rising in the east, you see how the sky, the dark night becomes littered up. Like that, suddenly, when he opened his eyes, he saw the beautiful form of Vishnu. First, the Lord revealed his lotus feet to him. Then he saw the ankle belts in the Lord's lotus feet. Then he saw the pitambar, dazzling golden pitambar. And then as he raised his eyes, he saw the Lord's jeweled belt. Then he saw the Kaustubha mani and beautiful jewelry. And he saw the arms of the Lord with bracelets. And then he looked up and he saw the beautiful smiling face of Vishnu with Vishnu in Yoga Nidra. With semi-closed eyes and with a mukut and kundal. So Lord Vishnu appeared like a bluish sapphire shining. And Brahma became delighted to see that beautiful form. As soon as he saw that full form, Brahma's all anxieties and worries and all kinds of concerns, they all vanished. Then Lord Vishnu, who was lying, he suddenly appeared in front of him and picked up the hand of Brahma and shook it. Just like sometimes a manager may shake your hand. But of course, the Lord shook both the hands of Brahma. He took both the hands and he shook like this. So that is considered the first handshake of the universe. After which, everywhere all over the world, people are shaking hands. If you do a good job, isn't it? Where did all the people learn from? Lord Vishnu only. So the Lord congratulated Brahma that your penance is complete and you are successful and you could see me face to face. Now I will give you further instruction on what you should do. Jnanam parama guhyam me yad vijnana samanvitam tadrahasyam tadangam cha grihana gaditam maya. The Lord told it. Now I will tell you the whole rahasyam. Rahasyam is actually devotional service. And all the limbs of devotional service. Yeah. So in this way, Brahma perfected his life. And we are also Brahma's descendants. Being Brahma's descendants, not only just descendants, we are also coming in Brahma's sampradaya also. Everybody is Brahma's descendant in this world, but those who are coming in Brahma's sampradaya, they are also guided by Brahma with the same instructions which Lord Vishnu gave him originally at the dawn of creation. which he gave to Narada later. And Narada gave it to Vyas, and then it's coming down in the line. So we have to follow the same procedure. You will see anybody wants to access Krishna, to go from material world to spiritual world, the only route is through the holy name, you will see. Like Narada, Dhruva Maharaj wanted to attain something great, he was given a holy name. And he was also given the procedure of devotional service. Similarly, you will find everywhere in the scriptures, anybody want to attain something great, they were given the holy name, always. Even in Satya Yuga, when the Brahmanas are performing a penance for Meru Devi and Nabhi, you know, who wanted a child, he was the king and queen at that time, and Nabhi. So they performed a big yajna, Vedic sacrifice. In that Vedic sacrifice, Lord Vishnu appeared. So as soon as Lord Vishnu appeared, immediately they offered a prayer. It's a prose order prayer they offered. But you will see in that prayer, what are they asking for? And they offered the prayer. They said, Atakadanchitkalanachitpadanajirumbanadurabhastanadishubhavishanam nasmaranayam jvaramaranadashayam sakalakashmalanirasanani thavagunakritanamadheyani vachanagocharani bhavantu. Like that they prayed. They are saying, my dear Lord, in all circumstances in our life, whether we are stumbling and falling, whether we are bedridden with maranajvaram, or you may be in bathroom, sometimes we don't chant the holy name inside bathroom or something, some unclean places. So they said, in all situations, or we are about to die, let us never forget your holy name. Tava gunakrita nama dheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu, they are saying. So, in this way, you will find there is no spiritual activity that is not accompanied by holy name. Even in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, you will find that. So, just like Dhruva or Brahma were given the holy name and the procedure for penances, which was given to them. Similarly, we are also given. And we can awaken our loving attraction for Krishna by completely converting our material body into spiritual body. Spiritualize it. Just like I was telling about the iron rod. You put it in fire, it becomes fiery. The iron rod doesn't become fire, but it becomes fiery. Similarly, the material body may remain material only, but it becomes spiritualized. When it is spiritualized, then the soul will, when the soul leaves the body and goes to spiritual world, one more material body will not capture you. Because the material body is already spiritualized. But if material body is not spiritualized, there are some material desires in the subtle body. So again, one subtle body will also come after you like a shadow. Hey, one more desire is there. Stay, wait some more time in the material world. You know, two more bodies, five more bodies. So if material desires are all burnt out, you spiritualize it. Result is what? Then the grass body, subtle body will remain here. Jarehatyashi akosham nigirina manaloyata, Kapila says. Subtle body also gets burned away. Grass body is also burned away. Then the soul goes to spiritual world. So that is why we are chanting every day to take these two metal bodies and spiritualize them. Completely, the metal bodies should lose their material propensities. The more we remember Krishna, his spiritual world, his spiritual pastimes, the result is gradually our metal body doesn't behave like metal body anymore. Our metal body only will start behaving like spiritual body. And the result will be, spiritual world will be awarded to you at the end of this life. And even before the death comes, you will behave like a fully spiritual person as you spiritualize. And the only way is holy name. Holy name, repeated recitation and attentive hearing is actually the key given in all the shastras. Harinam Prabhu ki.